Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome to Pro Basketball Today, Episode 7. Today's date, December 8th. Let's begin with the starting lineup with Giannis drama in Milwaukee. On two fronts. First off, last week, right after we recorded last episode, Giannis' agent met with the Bucks to discuss maybe an exit plan, wanting to know about his future with the organization and possibly if there's going to be a move made. And then a couple of days later, Giannis got hurt, went down like he got shot with a calf injury. Doc Rivers has reported that they're going to reevaluate Giannis in about 4 weeks. So let's attack the trade stuff first. I'm not surprised. I've said this time and time again. I was not expecting a lot out of Milwaukee. And if Milwaukee didn't make a run, and that was Giannis' own words, he was going to think about his future somewhere else. Well, where is that somewhere else? We all know that he wants to be tied to the Knicks. A Knicks organization that has been terrible basically for the better part of 25 years, but has turned it around with Leon Rose and Worldwide West and obviously Jalen Brunson at the point of attack as point guard. And obviously you could look at, you know, you've heard Kevin O'Connor talking about the flights to you know, Athens, Greece, direct from New York. You just don't need no, commercial flights. That dude flies charter. So eliminate that. It's the attractiveness of a big city market for a team that's waiting or in a win-now mode. So there are going to be other suitors, folks. You got to believe that Miami and Pat Riley are going to be involved. You got to look at San Antonio as going to be involved with all their young players. And then there's Sam Presti of the 23-1 Oklahoma City Thunder, who has the most draft capital and young players that can move and make a seismic shift in the NBA if they want to pair SGA with Giannis. Either way, it's going to get interesting in Milwaukee in regards to the trade front. Now to the injury. Listen, folks, they're just not good. I'm sorry. I know they got Kevin Porter Jr. Miles Turner does not move the needle for me enough. Milwaukee's going to struggle. And I told people they were not going to make the playoffs before the season. And I stand by it. Giannis being out arguably the next 3 weeks is not going to help matters. Milwaukee's in trouble, folks, and they're not going to make the playoffs. And if they don't, if Giannis does not get moved by the trade deadline, I think Giannis definitely gets moved in the summer. Let's head to LeBron, as his streak of double-digit games has been snapped. It was roughly, I want to say, either 11 or 1,200 straight games in which LeBron James has scored 10-plus points. But I want to make people aware of why I think him losing that streak was important. Because LeBron had 8 points, and he could have took the last shot. And he gave up his shot to Rui Hachimura, who had a game-winning 3 versus the Raptors. And I think that's the point I take away with this streak being snapped. LeBron has got to be the chameleon. He doesn't have to get you 30 points a night. He's got to be able to figure out how we can impact the team to win. With Luka, with Reeves, with Hachimura, with DeAndre Ayton. He doesn't have to get you 25 a night. But nights like last night, when Austin Reeves struggles and he gave you 27, is the reason why if he stays healthy and he adjusts his role, the Lakers are going to be a very, very dangerous team in the Western Conference behind the Oklahoma City Thunder. Let's get to the injury front. Big game yesterday in MSG between the Orlando Magic, who had beaten the Knicks twice already this year, and on an alley-oop attempt, Franz Wagner got collided in the air with Ariel Hakpoti and suffered an injury and left the game. Now, at record time today, Monday, December 8th, we don't know the extent of the injury, but it did not look good. And for an Orlando team that dealt with injuries last year, remember, Wagner out, ab injury. Banchero out, ab injury. You know, obviously you have the injury to Jalen Suggs. He missed the rest of the year with the ACL tear. Orlando can't afford to lose what I consider one of the top young guys in the NBA. It will put more of the, you know, scoring on Paolo Banchero if he missed a lot of time. It also has Desmond Bane having to step up as someone as their kind of three-point shooter, may have to do some other things offensively. And he's showing a little bit more propensity to take the ball to the basket. But prayers up to Franz Wagner, who went down with an injury and left the game versus New York on Sunday afternoon. Speaking of being sent home in a different way, CP3 was sent home by the Clippers for his conduct and how he has acted in that organization in his 21st and last year. Remember, Chris Paul did announce that this would be his last year. They felt, management coaches, that he's been disruptive. There was a report that I read that someone that I respect tremendously, Jeff Van Gundy, who was an assistant to Ty Lue, got into a disagreement in regards to Chris Paul making adjustments on who Kawhi Leonard was guarding, which was Klay Thompson, in a game a couple of weeks ago. Now, that's not out of the realm of being odd that a player will have some kind of leeway to be a leader. And Chris Paul has earned his respect as a 21-year veteran in this league. But this is his first year back with the Clippers. He has not worked with Jeff Van Gundy. And although Chris was probably doing what he thought was in the right by switching the matchup, and he could have been right with Kawhi coming off the bench and being cold, that is something that I think as a coach has to go in a private conversation, just walk down to the bench and whisper in Van Gundy's ear, hey, listen, Kawhi's not warm. Maybe we should have so-and-so go guard Klay the first three or four possessions, let his body heat up a little bit, and then you can switch him back to Klay. That was an easy way that it could have been handled, but it wasn't handled that way. And I felt like a team in the Clippers who have not played well at all this year, I'm not saying they're making Chris Paul look like the scapegoat, but they made him look like the scapegoat a little bit in regards to the confusion going on. It'll be interesting to see if there's a team looking for a backup point guard that want to bring Chris Paul in. Does he get released? Does he get traded? There's a lot of things that are, I don't think, the end of the story. But the key thing to know is you have people defending the organization, but you also have people like Blake Griffin, his former teammate, and, you know, with the Clippers in his first stint, that are defending CP3. It's a very touchy subject. Both sides may be right, but both sides may be wrong as well. Speaking of the Clippers, James Harden, fear to beard, just cracked the top 10 in all-time scoring, passing Carmelo Anthony. And when you look at James Harden's career, he is one of the best scoring point guards in the history of this game. Probably will end up in top, I don't know, 7 or 8 in both points and assists. But when you look at it and you look at careers, when you look at it like him, you look at someone, you know, like an Alex English who played for the Denver Nuggets. You look for a guy like a George Gervin of the Spurs back in the day. Guys that have great individual stats over the course of their career, without team success, where do you put them in regards to greatness? He's had a great career. No one can dispute it. But his performances, particularly in Game 7 of playoff series, and the fact that the only time he made the finals was as a backup with Oklahoma City, young into this league, playing with Westbrook and Durant, is going to put a little bit of a stain in the career of James Harden. A great scorer, a great passer, but unfortunately, not a big-time winner. Coming up next, we'll get into our future focus, as we'll focus on three teams that are playing some pretty decent basketball. We'll look at the Boston Celtics, we'll take a look at the Minnesota Timberwolves, Dallas, and we'll focus a little bit on Jalen Johnson, who's been absolutely balling. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome back to Pro Basketball Today, Episode 7. And it's time to get into our future focus, leading off with the Boston Celtics. A Boston Celtics team that has really been red hot as of late, sitting with a record of 15-9, but the key part is they are on a five-game winning streak. When you looked at Boston before the year, you looked at the fact of Jason Tatum obviously missing what we think is going to be the year, the Achilles tear. Kristaps Porzingis shipped off to Atlanta. Jrue Holiday sent off to Portland. Both of those moves to get under that big luxury tax threshold. And then, obviously, Luke Kornet and Al Horford both signing free agent deals with San Antonio and Golden State, respectively. There wasn't a lot expected out of Boston, me included. But I must give my respect to Joe Mazzulla and his staff as they are playing dynamite basketball, including that five-game winning streak, is a decisive home win over the Knicks. So the third-place Celtics, what is going on? Well, Jaylen Brown is playing like a borderline top-10 player in the NBA. Jaylen Brown's getting you about 29 points per game, 6.2 rebounds, 5 assists, shooting at about a 50% clip. Now, being the number one guy on the scouting report and still shooting nearly 50% as a guard is big time, along with shooting with 36.3% from three. What else has been going well? Is there other star that returned from last year? And that's Derek White. Derek White's getting you about 18 points per game, 5.3 assists, 4 rebounds, shooting it at about 40% of floor. I know his 3-point shooting percentage numbers are at 34%, which are a little bit low for him. So where's the surprise? Because when you have injuries and new guys coming in, you know, what do you get? Anthony Simons has been good coming off the bench and picked up his scoring at times. But then there's Jordan Walsh. Jordan Walsh didn't see the floor basically at all last year. Giving you the last four games about 14 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists per game, shooting at 81% from the floor and 75% from three. Is that going to keep up? Absolutely not. But he's playing you pretty well with 7.1, 4.8, 58% from the floor, 46% from three. Remember, he was not a great shooter at Alabama, and tenacious defense. Joe Mazzulla's team is going to be there in the East, and the East is wide open. And much respect must be given to Brad Stevens and Joe Mazzulla and his staff for a great start for a Celtics team that has won 5 games in a row. Let's head to the Western Conference, where the Minnesota Timberwolves are also on a 5-game winning streak and playing really good basketball. Why? One word, well, I guess it's two words, but we say it as one. And that's Ant-Man, that guy right there. Anthony Edwards is getting you 28.1 points per game, 4.7 rebounds, 49% from the floor, roughly 42% from three. Folks, I don't think you understand this. Those are MVP type stats. But he won't be talked about in the discussion because he's not talked about like SGA or, Joker or Cade, what Cade Cunningham's doing in Detroit, or if Wemby comes back, or Brunson, Donovan Mitchell. But you got to put this guy in the top five MVP race for what he's done. And I felt like the game was going to be elevated. It was an interesting interview. I think it was with Michael Jordan last week. And he talked about how he was trying to figure out how to deal with double teams. Folks, you got to remember, like, this kid's like 23, 24 years old. He's like 4 years younger than SGA. So if this guy is playing like this, and then there could be another level to this, holy smokes. But what else has gone well for this team? Julius Randle. The trade for the Knicks with the Knicks for Cat has been a win-win for both teams. Julius Randle, 23 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. That's the key. 49% from the floor. And then there's Jaden McDaniels, who had some huge moments in the playoffs last year, giving you 16 points, 4.7 rebounds per game. That's their big three. Is that big three good enough to win the West? Probably not. But is that big three put them after Oklahoma City with Denver and with the Lakers? I think so. And they're a top four team, in my opinion, in the Western Conference, even though their seed may not be at record time. Let's get to Dallas, who's winners of four of the last five. So when you think about hot teams, you're like, wait a minute. They're 9-16, coach. Why are you bringing them up? Because they won four of the last five. And a huge reason for that is I feel that Cooper Flagg has figured it out. Cooper Flagg is giving you 17.3 points per game. He's giving you 6.3 rebounds, 3.3 assists, kind of doing everything. He's starting to pick his spots. Anthony Davis is back. Klay's showing you some things. And then there's Ryan Nembhard at the point, which has made Cooper Flagg's assists go down because he's taken more of the point guard role, but it's opened up Cooper Flagg to score more. That was concerned going into the year without Kyrie was how much responsibility was Cooper Flagg going to take on in regards to the assists versus scoring. I think Cooper's starting to figure it out when, kind of like we talked about LeBron last segment, when to score, when to pass, when to rebound. You know he's going to bring his defense. But 9-16, but key, winners of four of the last five. Tell us right now, the team is dangerous, and they're going to defend. You know, they could get Kyrie back if they make the playoffs. Let's end the segment with Jalen Johnson. We have talked a lot about Jalen on this show, and we've also talked about the need for Trae Young to change his game. Well, we got to bring it up again because this guy went out and had back-to-back triple-doubles. First versus the Nuggets, 21, 18, and 16 assists. Folks, that's not Joker. That's Jalen Johnson. And then against the Wizards, 30 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists. We can't compare that to anybody on the Wizards because the Wizards are arguably one of the worst teams in the NBA. But we must talk about Jalen Johnson as someone that we need to consider as a most improved player in this league. We have to look at Jalen Johnson as someone that could lead this team to the playoffs. We need to talk about Jalen Johnson, folks. If he continues this up, that they're going to be, he could be an all-star, especially if they're a top six seed at the end of the season. And we need to talk about this, folks. Jalen Johnson may be the new face of the Atlanta Hawks. And I don't care what Trey has to say about that. Coming up next, we'll get into the fastest 4 minutes, which is the final four. We'll talk about Zion injured. Again, shocked, no. Bulls sliding, shocked, no. Edie eating, shocked, no, and OG's back with the Knicks, and they're balling. We'll be back after this commercial break. Welcome back to Pro Basketball Today, Episode 7. It's time to get into the fastest 4 minutes of NBA talk, and that's the Final Four. Leading with, shocking to no one, Zion's hurt again. Zion Williamson has an abductor injury, and he's going to miss significant time and will be reevaluated in 3 or so weeks. And this is terrible news for a team that's got also Jordan Poole out for injury, DeJounte Murray out for injury, Herb Jones trying to work his way back from injury, and a league worst record, 3-21. Oh, by the way, and their pick goes to the Hawks. But here's why I bring up Zion's injury. And it was a quote that was given to Mark Spears of ESPN. And it says, I talked to one of his former teammates who says his talent is so big it's actually LeBron James-like in talent. He thought he could even be better than LeBron James. The problem is, if the same former teammate said, he doesn't have the love LeBron has. And that's a big problem. And you're absolutely right with that. You can't have your cornerstone superstar player not love the sport. You can't have your cornerstone superstar player, you question his effort. You can't have your superstar player be out of shape. You can't have your superstar player miss significant time year after year after year after year. And here's the problem. When Joe Dumars blows it up and trades Zion, who is going to give them anything more than 25 cents on the dollar for a damaged goods superstar who misses significant time, who doesn't love the game, but is built like a freight train? Problems are in New Orleans, and I don't know how it gets fixed. Let's get to the Bulls. Speaking of problems, the Bulls have lost 8 of the last 10 games and are slipping down the Eastern Conference standings, now sitting at 9-14. Am I shocked at the start that Chicago had? Absolutely. Am I shocked that they're on an absolute free fall? No, I am not. And the ultimate middling franchise is stuck in the middle once again. And at 9-14, what does this organization do? They have a young player like Bozelas, who you may want to build around. But you also have players like Kobe White, Nikola Vucevic, guys that can fetch you something in return, Patrick Williams. So if I am Chicago, do what you should have done years ago when you started kind of the teardown and you got rid of Zach LaVine and you got rid of DeMar DeRozan. Trade Kobe White, trade Vucevic, trade Patrick Williams, look at Josh Giddey and Bozelas and start over, please, because you're going absolutely nowhere. You know who is going somewhere? That's Big Zach Edey. Edey is absolutely eating. Zach Edey, through 10 games coming back from the start of the season, is averaging 13.8 points per game, 11.2 rebounds, shooting 66% from the floor. And folks, sit down, because as a big man, I love this. 79% from the line. Go hit your free throws, big fella. Edey is eating. And it should help Jaren Jackson Jr., because Jaren Jackson Jr. plays better with a big-bodied center, kind of like the way he had it with Steven Adams. So having Edey with Triple J is good for a Memphis team that's playing pretty good basketball. But the interesting thing is they're playing good basketball and Ja isn't playing. Oh, well, no, Ja is playing. He's talking trash on the sidelines. Started with Devin Avija last night. The week before that was Klay Thompson. But the bigs are balling in Memphis, and Zach Edey is eating. Speaking of eating, the Knicks are eating. And that's partially to OG Anunoby, now back from injury. The Knicks are 2-0 over the weekend since he's been back, including a really good 21.7 rebound, 3-steal performance, 8 of 14, 5 of 7 from 3, in that 106-100 win versus Orlando. With the Knicks playing the way they are right now, with Jalen Brunson playing like a top 10 player in the sport, Josh Hart finding his jump shot, Shuraski having the best three-point percentage, I think, in the month of November, then you look at Mikal and OG playing like borderline all-stars with Karl Anthony Towns, the Knicks are, folks, the best team in the Eastern Conference. I know the record says Detroit, and Detroit will have a lot to say about it, but if those guys stay healthy, including OG Anunoby, one, are the Knicks the best team? I think so. And could the Knicks have three NBA All-Stars this year? Stay tuned. This has been Pro Basketball Today, Episode 7 for December 8th. For all things sports, download that Sports Grid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. For my producer, Matty George, who always does a fantastic job, thanks for always listening, folks. And please remember, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.